Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a cooperative episode between the Strange Matters podcast and the Eastern Border podcast. I am Sean, one of the hosts of Strange Matters, and I'm joined by Chris Stops of the Eastern Border podcast.
Greetings, comrades, and as you heard, yes, Alice is away for 3 weeks. I'm all alone, so this means it's special time. And with whom else to better do a special than our great fellow Dark Lords of Strange Matters?
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've done something together. We did an episode on Chernobyl, the disaster there, a little while ago. So we got a new special story for this episode.
Yeah, and that episode turned out to be pretty successful. I mean, it really touched some things and made some deep discoveries. It's always nice to work with you.
All right, so in this episode, we're talking about the Baba Vanga.
Yeah, she's Vanga. She's like... and by the way, there was another one. She's a Bulgarian prophet in the Soviet Union, and she was one of the two. Actually, there was another one, which we might touch in some future episodes. There was Julia from Georgia. But yeah, these two were like the most famous prophets and mystery women of the Soviet era. Because you see, in Soviet Union, you know, that was an atheistic state. They really fought against any forms of spirituality, and, you know, they had a huge atheism propaganda going on. But these two ladies, they were kind of the accepted form of this, and there are a lot of stories about them working with the KGB, and really some strange things going on with them in the government as well. So it's kind of strange that in this... strange, nice, I'm genius today. Strange because... The Soviets just allowed this to happen. The Soviets allowed people just to go visit Vanga. And she made some really grim prophecies, I think.
Yeah, I think it's something that the powers that be could possibly use her as a type of propaganda. I've read a few people saying that perhaps some of her predictions were influenced to help the powers and be to stay in power. But yeah, she, over the course of her life, she made a whole bunch of different predictions and visions of the future, and some of them have come true, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people believed in her and why she had such a massive following. And she still has some predictions for the future that we're still waiting on.
Well, you see, some of her predictions are kind of weird, but I think we should start about where she was born. Basically, technically, she was born in the Ottoman Empire. She was born in 1911, and kind of her data shows that she was born in the 31st of January, exactly in the midnight. Now, she was living in what is modern-day Bulgaria. At that point, that was, like I said, Ottoman Empire, and the town is called Strumice, like a small town, literally, in Bulgaria. Technically, it's right now in Macedonia, but she was always considered a Bulgarian person. It's always complex with the Soviet births here. And her surname was basically... her surname was Pandeva or something. It kind of came from like panda. She was Vangelia Pandeva Gusterova. That was her full name. And the thing is that she was very weak when she was born. She was born early. She was born in her seventh month. And, like, her fingers were not developed enough, and her ears were grown to her head. So, essentially, she just couldn't even cry. She was extremely weak when she was born. But some great things really happened with her later in life, and a lot of people just went to visit her.
Yeah, so, I mean, going back to, you said she had trouble when she was born. I just read that it's kind of a tradition when babies are born early in over there that the parents don't name them until they recover, until it's clear that they'll be strong enough to survive. So it seems, which obviously she did, so it seems even from a newborn baby, there was something special about Vanga that managed, you know, that she managed to tough it out and live past the premature birthing.
Yeah, because at this time, premature births are, if not common, well, they're common, but surviving them isn't. Because at this point, at 1911, she was born even before the Communist Revolution. And you have to think about this, like, the Tsarist era, the serfdom the serfdom is, like, still going strong. And at one point, at the beginning of the World War I, her father was mobilized into the Bulgarian army, and he went to the front. About this time, her mom dies too. And this, her mom died because she had unsuccessful second marriage. And this happened when Vanga was about 3. So, after this, Vanga basically lives with her grandparents and her neighbors. Because, you know, her dad is at war and her mom is dead. And her neighbor was called Asanya. And she was a Turkish person. So the Vanga lived in the Turkish culture when she grew up. And the people basically who knew Vanga when she was a child, they mentioned that she was extremely active and that she was kind of a workaholic, so to speak. And interesting part is that she really took her prophesizing and everything and, like, healing people as a job. That was her main profession, and she spent, like, a lot of time and she took it extremely seriously.
Yeah, so I guess she had a pretty normal childhood, I read, up until around the age 12. That's when the incident happened that would cause her blinding and kind of start her on this path of having visions and these mystic abilities to be able to prophesize the future. So I was reading that basically she was a normal child before that, and there was a storm or like a tornado or a gust of wind or something that came through the area, and she went missing, and her family and those around her tried searching for her. It took a couple days before they found her in the middle of a field. And her eyes were sealed shut and encrusted with dust and dirt. And her eyesight quickly deteriorated until she was completely blind. And that's kind of what she's known for to this day, as kind of the old blind mystic. It was after this point where this freak storm happened that she would have her first visions and kind of these paranormal powers that she's known for to this day.
Yeah, but this is kind of interesting. And about this tragedy, it's like it happened in 1923, and this happened basically when she was returning home with other kids. So she came home with other kids, and they decided to visit this Khan Spring, to drink some water. And at that time, a storm started. So the other kids basically just fell onto the ground, but Vanga was carried away, according to this source, of like a couple of hundred meters away. And they found it only in the evening, like completely just messed up with trees and with other like kind of rubbish around there. And, you know, it was the sand that got into her eyes and everything, and they basically harmed her. The sand from this storm just harmed her eyes so much that she just couldn't really open it. And this was basically one of the more serious traumas that she had. and caused everything. And the creators of in Russian, родители, the one I'm reading like in Russian, this text is that родители means basically either parents or creators. So I make this mistake right now. So the parents of Vanga basically turned to local healers who literally couldn't help her. So she was just basically left alone at this point. And when I say parents, I mean the neighbors at this point, because, you know, everyone else is dead. There's, hey, everyone's dead. That's a fun coincidence.
Yeah, so that was the incident that kind of started her on this path to becoming a clairvoyant and a mystic later in life. And it seems, you know, throughout her young childhood or young adulthood, she started making more predictions. And I've read that some people said that she had like a supernatural healing touch of some kind, so that people would come visit her and she could either, you know, make predictions of the future, or if they had some type of illness, that some people said that she was able to act as like kind of like a mystical healer as well.
Well, she became a mystical healer later on, and that was one of her more famous capabilities. But over here, at least in these parts, she's just as famous as Nostradamus, because her prophecies are really the stuff that make her so mysterious and famous at this point. And oh boy, I just want to get to like the most famous of her prophecies, which we could kind of start with this, because let's just start with that part, because when we speak about Vanga, what she said isn't like what she said is the most important part. It isn't like the thing. It's like she basically said that the 44th president of the United States will be the last one. And she said that this person would be black, and she met a lot of other stuff, and some of it's like really come true, and I think this is the interesting part of everything.
Yeah, she made a whole bunch of predictions, and I've read that the people believe that 85% of all her prophecies came true. It's a pretty good record, I guess, if you're trying to predict the future. And so I kind of grouped her predictions into three categories. We have the ones that she predicted that came true, a few predictions that didn't happen, and then we have some in the future. But Christoph, as you were saying, probably one of her most well-known is that she did predict that the 44th president of the United States would be a black man, and that he would also be the last president of the United States. So I guess in one way you could say that it was half true, just because obviously we have a new president with Donald Trump. Although some people would say that he's, I guess, not a real president and could bring down the democratic process in America, which would mean that Obama was the last two president. But I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Well, see, the thing is, one of the theories going around on the internet and on these parts of the Runet is that, you know, some people have stated that, you know, she made her prophecy wrong because obviously you have Donald Trump. But a lot of people here state that, haha, she spoke about the last president. Now you're going to get a tyrant. And we're dumping into politics. But yeah, that's one of the arguments here. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, one other thing that didn't happen that she predicted was like this 2008 massive plague and then 2013 war with China, I suppose. But, yeah, because those like seem very weird stuff. But, hey, it's a blind Bulgarian lady which makes strange prophecies, of which some come true. And that's like, that reminds, she always gave me this feeling, because I learned about her when I was a kid. And have you seen the series Millennium with Lance Henriksen in the lead role?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that, because, see, for some reason, and I like to ponder about this a bit, these people give off only extremely grim and dark prophecies of the future. I mean, if you think about it, even Nostradamus gave that, but Vanga's prophecies of the future were the sort of nightmares which I just couldn't fall asleep to at night.
Yeah, she made a lot of kind of dark prophecies of doom and gloom type stuff.
Nothing good happens at all. The thing is that in the Soviet era, there were a lot of like rumors going on about her. And one of them was that there was a rumor that basically she worked with the CIA because she made these gloomy prophecies that the Soviet Union would end and that could never happen. So obviously CIA had paid her to tell that Soviet Union would end. Guess what happened then, guys?
Yeah, I guess I could kind of see that, but then, I mean, a good number of her prophecies I've read about is kind of on a global scale, so it's not, you know, just bad about the Soviet Union or Russia or something, but it's kind of a lot of stuff that involves the Earth and humanity in total.
And here's the weirdest rumor, because over here in these parts, she's just as famous as Nostradamus, but the thing is, there were a lot of people who actually thought that KGB had killed her and put an imposter in her place. So, like, see, they had these psychic experiments, and I have spoken about them in various previous episodes. And the Soviets really took their psychic stuff extremely seriously, you see. And there were beliefs of people that, due to the fact that Vanga had predicted Stalin's death, which apparently she did, and predicted a lot of other bad stuff, the Soviets apparently couldn't just let her live, so they killed her, and instead put another psychic in her place who had to pretend that she was blind. Now, that's kind of crazy and nonsensical, but it's like this shroud of mystery that's around Vanga in the Soviet Union in these parts, it's like huge, because, see, she served as an advisor, as a psychic advisor to various kind of officials higher up in the party. There are documented evidence about people who are higher ups in the Communist Party going to have advice from Vanga. We don't have reports on what she said on these things, but yes, this actually happened. And even though the Soviets were very atheistic and very anti-religion, everything, anti-superstition, they just let Vanga be. So this is kind of my question of all this situation is that, but why? I mean, you have to like think about the fact that one of the more atheistic governments on planet Earth take her seriously, and then you start wondering about how real is this stuff really.
Yeah, I would just figure if you go into that conspiracy theory like she was killed off, I would assume if that was the case that it probably. They would have killed her a lot sooner than when she actually died. So, I mean, unless she was, you probably know more of the political side than I do, but unless she was kind of causing trouble towards her last couple of years, I don't know why they would let her, you know, live through all these decades and make all these prophecies and then kill her off when, I can't remember how old she was when she died. I think she died in the 90s or something.
No. The thought is that they killed her off early in her life and just put an imposter in her place.
They had like a double or something.
Yeah.
I could see that. Okay. Well, maybe that's why her predictions ratio went down if the real Vanga was killed off and then they put a double in her place.
Real Vanga OG, man.
Yeah, and then they could just, I guess if they could control this second Vanga, then basically they could just have her say whatever they want her to say.
But that's, again, that's just a theory.
Yeah.
That's just a theory, and like everything on both shows when we speak about this mysterious stuff. Now, do you know anything about, like, her other prophecies?
Yeah, she made a couple pretty chilling prophecies like many years before they were actually relevant. So one of the ones that she's probably most known for is that she kind of predicted global warming before anyone ever came close to knowing about it. So back in the 1950s, she had a prediction that said cold regions will become warm and volcanoes will awaken. Everything will melt just like ice. So basically, you know, this is back in the 1950s. I don't think anyone had an inkling about global warming or the effects that humanity will have, you know, with melting the ice caps and stuff. But she might have been basically the first person to predict that the way humanity is going right now could have an effect on the planet and cause global warming.
One other interesting thing is that in 1989, Vanga predicted the 11th of September, like 9/11. She basically told that in 2001, our brothers Americans shall fall, iron birds shall crush their skyscrapers.
Yeah, so people think that she predicted 9/11.
It's kind of crazy if you think about this, but hey, that is pretty close if you look at this.
Just saying that you know, American brethren will fall after being attacked by steel birds. And then she goes on to say the wolves will be howling in a bush. So people go on and say, you know, the president at that time was George W. Bush. So in this one statement, she's talking about Americans being attacked by steel birds, which would be airplanes. And there's a statement to a Bush who was, you know, president at the time. So, you know, you can definitely see how some people think that she made the right call in that prophecy.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of cases in these prophecies, you can just, you know, take a look at this and say, well, it's too vague or anything. But yeah, this is the one prophecy which kind of really struck me because, you know, it's so close and, like, accurate. And she's, like, in 1989, so she just, whatever she saw in her visions. I mean, I'm pretty sure that she saw some things. I'm not sure she saw the future, because I'm kind of skeptical about all the situation, but yeah, me being skeptical is kind of touched by her weird 9/11 prophecy. However, there's a controversy on this too, because there are a lot of people who personally knew Vanga, and there are a lot of people who actually state that Vanga never made any prophecies at all, that it was all like KGB creation to create, like, spread rumors and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was also one of the theories. And at the same time, that it's a documented fact that she didn't allow anyone to basically make audio recordings of her prophecies. That was, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's one thing I heard, is that, like, all these statements and prophecies, like, she didn't write them down herself. She didn't, you know, no one recorded her. So it's basically, she said these, and we have to rely on, I guess, her assistants or whoever was around her at the time to kind of write these down for her. So we don't know if it's 100% legitimate.
Well, the thing is, you can never know about the legitimacy of anything, really, if you think about all the situation. But the thing is that she had basically a student, so to speak, an American, one Gerald Celente. And, like, my Russian site, it's in Russian, but the thing is, it says that there is this American Nostradamus, or so he's called, Gerald Celente, and that he basically had visited Vanga, and after that, basically he discovered and kind of revealed his abilities to predict the future. Essentially, he went to visit Vanga, and after that, for healing, so he decided that he can now predict future as well. He considers himself to be the student of Vanga in, like, a global scale. The interesting part is that the Vanga herself, however, told during her lifetime that she won't take any pupils, and that she doesn't even have any comprehension of how would this look like, and because she didn't have any teachers. However, this site here tells us that basically this site tells us that whatever Gerald Celente has kind of prophesied has come true, and this site Grimoire.ru tells us that Gerald Celente had prophesied the end of the Soviet Union, the Asian crisis in 1987, the failure of the American market in 1987.
Yes, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that part. So basically, you're saying he's claiming that he visited Vanga.
He did visit Vanga. That's documented. Now, yeah. He says that after that, he learned to, like, see visions of the future, and that that there are people who claim that he predicted all these things, including, and I quote here, the crash of the foundation market of the America of 1987. Like, all the independent foundations and basically stock market crash of 1987. Not sure if that happened, because I don't know much about American stock market, really.
Right. No, that is pretty interesting. I hadn't heard about him. It'd be nice to know, I guess, if he only came forward with his correct predictions, or if he has a whole bunch of other predictions that didn't come true and he just got lucky a few times.
Yeah, you see, getting lucky a few times is also one of these questions, and you have to look at the percentage of, you know, successful prophecies, so to speak. But in Vanga's case, it's kind of weird because, like I said, she didn't allow any like recordings of her prophecies, and at the same time, kind of a lot of people say she didn't even make prophecies. So, what the hell? Because, and here's a bit of a background flash for the people. I wanted to do this episode on Vanga for a long while, and I did my research, and I did my history. But then, at one point, when you understand that you can't really even trust the people who have written down you these prophecies, and that everything comes from, like, second something, like, this dude whom I knew did something.
Secondhand weird. Sources.
Yeah, completely. And it's weird. Yeah, she's, like, really famous, and at the same time, I literally then went and spoke with people who have seen Vang in their lifetimes. Because, you know, she died in 1990-something, like, early 90s. And I know people personally who say they have visited her and that, you know,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One person just swore to me that his cancer was cured because of Vanga. Like, that too also apparently happened. But,
right.
But basically, you don't go to cancer survivors and tell them that, hey, what you're telling me is bullshit. You have cancer. You no longer have cancer because of random chance. Well, the dude no longer suffers from cancer. And he says Vanga did this. And he has, like, documents that prove that he had cancer, and he's, like, alive today. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I'm very sorry, dear listeners, but I didn't go poking around even further in this matter, because that's just something you don't do.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that case about Vanga specifically, but I've heard that with other mystic healers. Like, people will go with cancer or some other incurable disease and then say they're suddenly healed. I guess there are some cases where people's cancer suddenly goes into a remission or something and no one knows why. But yeah, it's kind of, I guess, up to debate or interpretation if it's something that these healers do or it's just something that their own bodies were able to do and it's just kind of a freak occurrence in nature.
Yeah, because we never hear about all the people who have died after visiting a healer. Now, have we?
Exactly, yeah. Well, it kind of just like how all with Vanga's prophecies, a lot of times when you look up her prophecies, the only ones you see are the correct ones, and you don't really see too many of the incorrect ones. And kind of as you were saying, where we don't have, this doesn't come straight from the source, that's all secondhand sources.
And in this case, we have literally zero first-hand source prophecies.
Yeah.
Like, none.
And, you know, we have this stat that I've seen all around that she's 85% successful, but it's like, where's the master list that someone is keeping all of her predictions?
And did she make any at all? And was, anyways, has some of her prophecies, like, really was the fact that at the beginning, and I'm going to go on her unfulfilled prophecies, Vanga thought that at the beginning of 21st century, people will just stop sowing and, like, gathering kind of harvests.
It's right.
Like that we would kind of fully go on to some lab-grown stuff, and that we will all be fed with the fruits of gene engineering. Also, she said that in the 2008, the Third World War would start, which would bring us down and bring the end of the world. Now, the weirdest part is that in 2008, Russia invaded Georgia. That was their first kind of aggressive attempt here. Right. And even though we're all not dead yet by nukes, and that's pretty great, I mean, I like not being dead by nukes. It's kind of it's a hobby of mine, not being dead by nukes. But yeah, the thing is that she says that World War III would start in 2008, and it sort of hasn't happened. But these are kind of the most important prophecies she got wrong. But the thing is, well, what do you think? How believable is Vanga, and what prophecies does she hold for the future for us right now, if you can give us any?
It's kind of hard to just take all of these prophecies on faith, because once again, we don't know if it's from her. She has these prophecies that haven't come true. You just gave one example. I know there's another one that she said in last year, in 2016, Muslims will invade Europe, which will cease to exist as we know it. And she basically said Europe will turn into a continent almost empty and a wasteland entirely devoid of any form of life. So obviously that didn't happen because it's 2017.
Well, see, there are some people who would argue about Muslims invading Europe being correct. And again, I'm going into the political territory here, okay? But there are some people who would agree to this idea. Now, I'm not saying that it is or it isn't. I'm leaving it open there because this is not the show for that. But again, everything we hear from her, as far as I understand it, is very ambivalent. Like, you can take it both ways. Which makes me a bit suspicious.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that I keep coming back to is a lot of these statements are pretty cryptic. And you can interpret them different ways. So basically, I think it's a matter of if these statements were even made by Vanga, I think people are kind of forcing some of her statements to fit certain things. So, I mean, I think...
Yeah, but then again, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. But if you think about it, you know, she's a lady in 1911 who's blind, okay? And how would she explain things that she sees better? Like, if I wanted to believe Vanga's prophecies, okay, then this is how I would go about this situation, about the things. I mean, what? Like, steel birds and planes, they kind of go close enough together. But again, this is the problem, because I knew that she is like super famous, but you can just not be sure if she ever made any prophecies whatsoever.
And as you were saying, like with the steel birds, you mean kind of vague. She had one prophecy that she said a huge wave will cover a big coast covered with people and towns, and everything will disappear beneath the water. And basically that prophecy just kind of stayed dormant for decades until the 2004 tsunami, which hit the Pacific Rim, which killed like thousands of people. So then all of a sudden these people were saying, oh, this prediction was correct. But I mean, I think anybody can kind of make this statement, like sometime in the future, a volcano will explode and kill a bunch of people. And then 30 years from now, a volcano explodes. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, hey, Sean made the right call. So again, we don't know if these are statements directly from her mouth or if they were twisted afterwards, but even so...
At one point, the Yellowstone volcano underneath shall explode. We have that recorded now!
Yeah, so I just think that with a lot of these kind of prophecies, predictions of these people throughout the years, not even just Vanga, but a lot of kind of prophets throughout the years and ages... It's kind of easy to do when you just kind of make vague, cryptic statements and then basically just wait years and years. And sooner or later, something is going to happen that is similar to one of these statements. So, you know, maybe she made these, maybe she didn't. But I think basically with anybody kind of predicting the future, if you make it kind of broad and up to interpretation, eventually something is going to happen that makes it true.
Also, one thing that I'd like to ask you, because, hey, this is going on the eastern border, I have the rights to poke you about stuff. one of the questions is that, you know, in general, if we think about prophets in general, like, how useful are they? I mean, like, if you imagine that everything they say was truthful, then that would actually kind of agree with our ideas about free will, which modern neurology predicts, because, you know, we live in this materialistic worldview, right? And, dude, let's go into Astonishing Legends territory here. Let's just discuss theories. Shout out to Scott. Hi, Scott. And Forrest, we love you. But yeah, the thing is that if you think about this, see, if you think that magic is real at one point, then you kind of have to accept these prophets. But if you accept that prophets are real and they can like really send the see the future, that would sort of imply a certain materialistic worldview as well. Because if they can accurately predict what would happen in the future, that means it's like set in stone. And that would mean that essentially, even though we know about this, that doesn't change the facts. It's like that we don't have any free will, actually. And modern neurology is very much concerned with the fact of where does our sort of, I would like to say, imagined free will comes from, because free will is a strange concept, really.
It's kind of like the same thing for people who believe in, like, destiny, I guess. Like, everything's already laid out. And, you know, if these prophecies, or people who believe, like, these prophets are real, then that means, kind of like you were saying, that people probably don't have free will if everything's already laid out and the future is already set in stone. So it's kind of hard to, you know, come up with a logical reasoning behind how such a thing could be possible, that these special people somehow have an ability to look into the future. But again, I always come back to, especially with this case, you looking at these prophecies, it was fun to read through, but a lot of these statements that came correct, as I was saying earlier, it's kind of up to interpretation, where these people are picking these statements and kind of assigning them to a value. But it's not like she said in 2001, planes will crash into the Twin Towers in New York City. She made it was a cryptic statement about steel birds attacking America. So, I mean, in generally, I haven't looked into prophecies and clairvoyance and stuff all that much. That's something that we haven't covered in depth yet, but that's something that we want to. But as of now, I don't know if I really believe that, you know, these people can see into the future.
Well, I don't know. See, the thing is, either you can see in the future or we as a humanity have free will. I sort of like this free will idea.
Yeah, I think most people do. I don't think most people will be up to knowing that their fate is already set in stone and they're all just following a path or something. But not even just Vanga, but basically all prophets in general, I don't think we've seen any that are 100% correct, or they're very, very clear in their statements. So there's a lot of room for interpretation about basically any prophecy from any clairvoyant or mystic that's been made.
Oh, and this will come out of nowhere. Do you have any, like, supernatural things that you actually, like, believe in? Do you have anything that, like, okay, if even if you don't believe in anything of this stuff, then what would be, the, like, the most believable stuff that seems legit to you?
As in, like, supernatural stuff?
I suppose so. I don't know, UFOs, ghosts, weird disappearances, something of that sort. The Emily Earhart, which is the new one.
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth because I have a deep interest in all things unknown, like paranormal, supernatural stuff. But then I also have a very logical side to me just because, you know, I've been in a scientific background all my life. So I'm kind of I like to see proof before I believe in anything. But, I mean, I'm open to the idea of, you know, whether it's some sort of supernatural, like spirits or anything, or paranormal stuff, or even like aliens or something. I'm sure there's aliens out there, whether they visited Earth or not. You know, I guess that's up to debate. But I enjoy the idea of thinking about the unknown. And I think there is things out there that we just don't know about yet, or we can't understand. At the same time, I always try to look at things logically and try to come up with the simplest answer that fits whatever story. So I kind of go back and forth on it. I don't know what your thoughts are on any of this type of stuff.
Well, I don't know. I kind of I kind of look at this and it's like, well, see, in my show, at least in the Eastern Border, it's kind of different aspect to all of the situation, because I talk about the Soviet Union, right? And see, when people tell me, oh, you should be scared of ghosts, and then I look at how many people have ghosts ever killed, and then, like, you should be scared of UFOs, and I'm like, okay, so how many people have died from UFOs? And then when I compare combined total of every UFO, every ghost, and every supernatural event whatsoever that has killed some amount of people, and then I compare it to Mr. Stalin, then Mr. Stalin just looks at them and says, ha ha, noobs.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, if there is anything, if there are demons or these angry poltergeists or ghosts or hauntings or, you know, these monsters or something lurking in the woods, I kind of agree with you that there's really nothing worse than humans, so.
Yeah, we are the real monsters. We are the, it doesn't get more, and this is kind of strange and scary because, you know, Vanga predicts all these terrible stuff, and why do we believe it? And this is a philosophical question. We believe it because, you know what? It's actually possible. Like, right now, at this point, the scientists, they have this doomsday clock, right? You know, which measures how close we are to total nuclear extinction, and it's basically hit 2.5 minutes.
Right.
We are like, just crazy close to just blowing ourselves up. It's like, you don't need other terrible entities from outside this plane of existence to ruin your life. We can do it just as well, better than any of them. This is what we do. And this is the philosophical part of all these things, because if you think about it, I mean, I do believe that aliens do exist. I'm not sure if they have visited us, but I do believe in intelligent life outside our planet's borders, because, you know, just because of Fermi paradox. I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere out there. Why would they visit our planet, which we have managed to screw over so many times? I do not know if they have. It's complex. But at one point, I'm starting to think that, you know, if aliens would come and try to, if aliens would come and look at us, they would probably be scared of us.
Yeah, they're looking at a planet where the main life form basically spends a lot of its history killing each other off.
Dude, we poison ourselves for fun. Like, literally, we are the only species in nature which poisons ourselves for fun.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what we do. It's just, and at some point this kind of confuses me, because when you think about it, I mean, we are so fascinated about all these events, but we don't even appreciate what we ourselves have done. But okay, this has been a total sidetrack. Now back to, oh man, my show is known for these things, comrade. It's okay, we shall manage. But yeah, about Vanga, really, yeah, the thing is that I really got confused, because I don't know, are there any people today who are like as secretive? It's like crazy, because there are, like, she was extremely secretive, and like, whenever we say that there's a prophecy that came true or didn't come true, it is recorded as if it was Vanga's, but it isn't. You can never know, because people say she never did anything, but people say she cured some people. And she's one of the, like, Nostradamus is more well-known than Vanga, because we have, like, his quatrains. And an episode of Nostradamus would be awesome, too, but there are no quatrains of Vanga. There are things which some people said and then gave to some other people. It's all, like, all of this is like this spoken history. It's crazy.
Right, yeah.
What's your favorite prophecy, then?
Of Vanga's?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I looked up, we still have some prophecies for the future that we're still waiting on. So she suggested that China will become the next global superpower, which some people could see happen.
How is that wrong? I mean, they literally are now, sort of. Look, if I look in my home and at all the products that I have here, and I would, like, literally have to look and search for something that is not made in China. Everything's made in China these days.
Exactly. She actually had a couple prophecies that are kind of like borderline science fiction. So she said kind of after the global warming thing will take place, that a lot of the Earth will be underwater. And so one of the prophecies that I've heard that are contributed to Vanga is that aliens will visit Earth and teach humans how to live underwater. So we'll basically become a species that lives like in underwater water cities or something. So that's, I mean, that's kind of sounds like something that's straight out of a science fiction book or movie.
No, but the thing is that we, at this point, know how to, like, live underwater.
Yeah, I guess just the technology of, like, creating cities or something. I don't think we'd have the ability right now to transport or kind of make similar cities underwater that we have on land. Unless these aliens, whatever the technology these aliens give us, like, give us the ability to actually, like, live and breathe underwater. And not just have to create like a big dome or something, like a big fishbowl for humans to live in.
I have heard that some people actually basically think about sea settling.
Yeah, this could be. She kind of also predicted that we would move on from Earth and visit Mars. Also predicted that we would visit Venus and search for natural resources, and that we would, you know, start these colonies on Mars and Venus, and that eventually the world would end. However, at that point, humans will be advanced enough to move on to other star systems. So it's kind of crazy. Again, we don't know if these are actually coming from her, but she went from predicting perhaps global warming and the ice caps melting and some terrorist attacks, and then ultimately saying that the Earth will die in about 1,500 years, but that humans will move on to other planets. So I have my doubts whether that will actually happen, but it's pretty fun prophecies to think about, at least.
Well, you think about it, well, the world is gonna, like, die at one point, and that's kind of technically true, but how true is it, like, really, at this point? I mean, how close are we dying off?
According to Vanga, at least the year I saw, it was 3,797. Before the world ends, so I guess we'll all be dead by the time that happens, but I mean, it could happen a lot of times before that. We could nuke each other into completely off the planet, but if I had to guess it, I'd probably say that humans find a way to kill each other off long before the planet just naturally dies.
Well, planet is gonna probably die when our sun turns into a red giant. That's what's going to happen. The thing is, whether we will be around at that point to actually, you know, die from that explosion, that's a whole different story.
Right.
No, it's kind of interesting to think about all these prophets of doom. There is a site which I kind of frequented when I was younger. It's called Exit Mundi. It's about all the ways how the world could probably end. It's an old site. It was made in 2004. It hasn't been updated yet. But it's pretty cool. They have this collection of basically every possible way of the world ending. And that taught me a lot. Because, honestly, we could probably die tomorrow from unnoticed things. Because if you look at this side, there's like at least like 50 random ways how we all will just random die. So yeah. Predicting that the world would end is like not a new thing to do. It's not very original. You can try better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what some of these kind of future statements, you know, I guess we won't actually be around to see if they come true, but I think anybody could kind of make these grand gesture statements about the world ending or humans moving on to other planets eventually.
Well, I better hope that we move to other planets, because, you know what, then would be like, we could move to Mars, and then we could look at all the ancient prophets stating that the Earth will die, and we would like, ha, well, we do not care anymore, and it's amazing.
Hopefully.
Or something of that sort. I mean, yeah. I do believe in things. And I do believe in the fact that we will survive as a species. Because, like I love to say, we are too much of rotten assholes not to survive this situation.
Yeah, humans have a tendency to survive. So hopefully that will continue for thousands of years to come.
Or something. But at this point, well, we only have Vanga, and that's pretty good that we have at least some prophets, because, you know, something good is happening. We have, like, you know, we can look at these prophecies, even if they're completely false, and we can, like, look at them, and we can try to not make that happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the good part. I mean, even if you don't believe in any of this stuff, even if you think it's completely false and everything, these things are interesting to look at just because they're fascinating, and you can think about how to make a world a better place where this couldn't happen. But okay, we have gone off topic like too many times, and I think it's kind of time to wrap this whole thing up. So from my part, it's thank you for listening and thank you for not hating me. I'll be back as soon as Alice is back. She, by the way, is in a Harry Potter camp because, you know, she's studying to be a teacher. And she's working in a Harry Potter-themed summer camp. And today they had, like, one of their events is that they actually hold this cup for kids. It's like in the fourth book they had this Triwizard cup or something. And they have something similar at various events. And today she just sent me a nice Facebook video with how one of these events is like kids shooting Nerf guns at each other while like brutal heavy metal music is playing in the background, like Slipknot or Rammstein or stuff like that. And it's like, and she's just so happy because she doesn't have to teach things to kids. And that's completely unrelated, but it really made me happy just as this conversation here. And yeah. I think this is what I learned from all this situation, is that you have to make best with what you have. And if someone tells you the world's going to end, you ask them how and try to make sure it won't happen.
Sounds good. Yep. I guess we can kind of work towards, you know, if we have these prophecies and they're all bad and stuff, making sure they don't happen and everyone stays happy.
No, but this is the weird thing. Everyone says bad prophecies. But okay, it's another whole conversationary thing, so До свидания, товарищи, and see you next time. And thank you, Strange Matters listeners. And check out my show, and people who listen to Eastern Border, check out Strange Matters. Everyone, check out everything, and all hail Lord Vader.
Yeah, everybody check out Dark Myths. All the podcasts in there are all high quality.
Yep. See ya.
All right, bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.